Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our eighth installment on Hilchos Sukkah. I want to clarify one point that we touched on yesterday, which is the Schach Mats. There's actually, between the different organizations, I believe two major rabbinic organizations have a difference of opinion about the most appropriate way to do the Schach Mats, and the items which are used to hold the bamboo together. I think they use two different items, and I think each organization holds that their item is appropriate and the other item is not appropriate. I believe so. It's been a few years since I really looked into it, but I'm just mentioning as an aside, if a person were to buy a schach mat with under appropriate rabbinic supervision, there is some very subtle difference of opinion about the issues of Davar HaMamid, which we discussed yesterday. If a person bought a schach mat under a reliable certification, there's a technical aspect about the mat that avoids the problem that we discussed. And there honestly is a difference of opinion among organizations as to how to avoid that problem. Baruch Hashem, there's many wonderful organizations that you can rely on. As long as you have somebody you can rely on, I wouldn't worry too much about it. My intent from yesterday's segment had more to do with if you're doing it at home, not schach mat under certification. One point. Second point, we were talking a little bit about wooden boards and things of that sort. And truth be told, as long as the board has not been processed for a specific use and function, it could be used as schach, with the caveat that it's highly preferable that it not be a tefach wide. A tefach is considered 3 inches. It not be a tefach wide. Just a good thing to keep in mind in general. Moving ahead, we've spoken about the walls. We've spoken about the general standards of schach. What happens when I have pasul schach in the mix? What happens? Do I just not sit under that part of the sukkah? Is the entire sukkah invalid? How does it work? Now, for most of us, thank God, we have wonderful sukkahs and wonderful sources for schach. It's really not that relevant, but it's more relevant than we think. Let me give two examples. One we really already did, which is a tree. If a tree is hanging over the sukkah, then whatever area is under the tree is considered to be covered by schach pasul, according to the normative halacha. So then it's a very important question. If a little bit of my sukkah is underneath the tree, should I not sit there? Is the whole sukkah pasul? We'll talk about that. The other example that's worth thinking about is many, many people build their sukkos against the wall of a house. And many times you have an overhang jutting from the edge of the house over the sukkah. That also is basically considered schach pasul in the sense that you certainly couldn't use the overhang for schach for your sukkah. And the bottom line is that edge, your schach's not providing your cover there. The overhang is providing the cover. So what's the story when I have schach pasul? So the shear, the measure which would render the entire sukkah invalid, is 4 tfachim, 4 consecutive tfachim of schach pasul. That would basically be a foot. But I want to be clear, what we really mean is we mean a box of 4 by 4 tfachim. In other words, that you could make a square at one segment of your sukkah that's a foot by a foot of pasul schach. If that happened, that would render the sukkah invalid. We're going to learn exceptions to this, but that's the basic halacha. So this means, even if I'm not sitting under that spot, if there was an area that had a foot by a foot of pasul schach in one spot, that would be a very significant problem. One thing I want to add, and we'll talk more about it tomorrow, we've already learned that a sukkah does not need to have more than 3 walls. So you could theoretically have a circumstance that there's pasul schach in the middle of your sukkah, but you have a 4-walled sukkah. So actually you could create a circumstance that, technically speaking, you have 2 kosher sukkahs more or less touching each other with a little pasul area in the middle that's not part of either kosher sukkah. It might be a little bit difficult to visualize what I mean. My main point of mentioning this is, before you decide that your sukkah is terrible, it's definitely worth asking your local rabbi about it, because it could be that even though you do have a foot by foot of pasul schach, your sukkah is still fine. We'll talk about it more tomorrow. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.